Abbiamo Donna Andoni, Giù, Jason e la Greta Mezzo e Protest Politics Community, quindi the spread of the deep doubt and the new forms of collective action.
Well, thank you for all to come in this time. We have done three persons work in this work. Hill Scott Heron, the black poet in the 70s, I think, said the revolution will not be televised. Maybe no, the times they are changing, said Bob Dylan. Within an iterative process of contention, the repertoires of collective action evolve in their forms as a result of both improvisation and struggle. The innovative forms of collective action are an outcome of creative changes as well as sections of already known struggle routines. Consequently, a central point in the analysis should be the relationship between the repertoires of collective action that emerge and the sources of social control they try to face. In this sense, the critical interpretation of the consumer society and mass culture will be useful for the critical social movement in their interpretation of the context they try to change. These critical interpretations carried out by critical theories from Frankfurt School to Gramsci or Debord, and has these main characteristics, briefly. The main source of social control mechanism shifts from the economic to the ideological, cultural and symbolic domination. A preeminence of what Boltanski and Chapello call artistic critic topics, alienation and authenticity, or the commodification of everyday life. An orientation through communicative action and symbolic dispute. The social communicative field has always been constituent part of social movements as a cognitive praxis is itself, beyond the repertoires of action. Now, it becomes a central field and facilitates the incorporation of music and ICTs. The exemplary action is a useful concept, you will know, proposed by Ayerman and Jamieson, music and social movements, as a development of Melucci's symbolic action concept. It synthesizes the idea of a collective action in which come together strategic, affective, cognitive, communicative, and identity dimensions. The music and the mobilization of the tradition have shown an outstanding potential in this regard. The overlap of culture and politics, of music and politics, which take place within social movements, is a great possibility of exemplary action. Thus, the movement is constituted in the context of experimentation and artistic and cultural innovation, we think. The development of ICT has provided new resources and enhanced communicative and expressive dimensions of social movements. In this dialectic, by diffusion or by explicit reappropriation, as we are going to see now, social movements seem to rework some resources as tactical innovations and the repertoires of collective action. The case of Leap Dub that we analyze, with some outstanding features that allow an exemplary action, is an emerging phenomenon nowadays in internet and in YouTube, for example. In the Basque Country, the social communicative dimension of social movements in the last 40 years has been conveyed in a very intense relationship between culture and politics. In this sense, it's remarkable the major role of music as cognitive praxis. In this context, the Basque context, the relation between culture and politics seems to have reinforced because of the subordinate status of Basque culture opposed or against the Spanish. This way, the social movements have become a way of expression, transmission and renewal of this culture, the Basque culture. The 70s became a first step for mobilization and cultural renewal carried out by social and cultural movements, but in the 80s occurs a particular and conflictive frame alignment between the youth movement organized around the punk and the left-wing political pro-independence movement. It constitutes a fertile context of creation and cultural renewal and identity. Vertebrated by the music, it will become a powerful cognitive, communicative and emotional praxis, providing a common identity and aesthetics. In this context, several social movements constitute a particular worldview that will last long. 2011 seems to be, in the Basque Country, a year of the spread of a new form of collective action, the LIPTAP, and it emerges in a new political context characterized by the definitive cessation of the armed struggle carried out by ETA and a reconfiguration and consolidation of the leftist pro-independence political spectrum. Thus, in a global economic crisis context, in Spain emerged social movements, 50M, with a strong criticism and alienation from formal democracy. They don't represent us, they say. However, in the Basque Country, several political sectors shift nowadays from counter-power strategies to the construction of alternative politics, in a direct dispute around political and social hegemony and the electoral conquest of the formal institutions. In this context of change, from direct action and resistance to the conquest of adhesions, sometimes of collective actions such as LIPTAP seem to fit perfectly. They are an outstanding case of exemplary action. That is why they are an exceptional showcase to see what the social movements want to say about themselves, the image they intend to broadcast. That is what we have to try to do briefly with our analysis in the final part of this work, analyzing some specific LIPTAP with remarkable impact and carried out by different social movements. And now Arkaitz is going to tell us the analysis we have done.
We have analyzed four specific LIPTAP protests made in the Basque Country, and what we are going to see them in the video now. The first one is called LIPTAP Cucucha, and it's a LIPTAP made by the squatter movement of Bilbao, in Recalde, the neighborhood of Bilbao, and it was made against the demolition. The threat of demolition against this squad, and as we are going to see now, we can see some activities they used to do inside the squad. The second LIPTAP we are going to see is called LIPTAP Olentzero 2011, and it is a LIPTAP protest made by the pro-amnesty movement in defense of the rights of past political prisoners, and because of the call for a national demonstration that held in Bilbao in January 7th. The third LIPTAP we are going to see is called LIPTAP Ondarru, Herri Sudaretzea, and it was made in May of 2011. It was made in a little town of Ondarru, in the Basque Coast, and it was made to protest against the banning of leftist pro-independence political parties in the Basque Country. And the fourth LIPTAP we are going to see is called Preso en Aldeko LIPTAP Legatio, and it's a LIPTAP carried out by the pro-amnesty movement, and it was made in defense of the political prisoner and refugee rights in the village of Legatio. And well, we are going to see some 1 minute extract of each LIPTAP. This is the first LIPTAP made in Cucucha as well.
This song may made specifically for this LipDub, the song we are listening to.
This is the second LipDub made in Bilbao. Outraged of the 15M movement and other social movements all around the world, how now in the Basque Country the appeal is done in a happy, constructive and positive mood. And this is something quite peculiar in the last decade's history. Well, the third conclusion we have seen is that we see a remarkable, in all these cases, of a great choral symbolism. That is, regardless of the specific movement that organizes the Lita, we can see in all of them a lot of elements of Basque ethnic tradition, the use of the Euskara Basque language in the songs, and we can see also how, in some cases, like in the Bukutsa Lita, the song was made specifically for the Lita, and in others, there is a reuse of songs, of Basque songs made decades before or some years before. In all these cases, we see an alternative worldview that immunizes some demands of social movements, and also cultural and ethnic elements. And because of this, we see how in all these cases there is a validity of the committed praxis and a common identity that in the last case comes from early 80s, more or less. And our last conclusion is that we consider the Lita as basically Macadam and his authors used to call an innovative tactic in the repertoire of collective action. We see a symbolic dispute in all these cases, and we also consider the Lita as an exemplary action that means and extends what the rock Basque band El Gorria used to sing. That, in Basque, cantatzen eta dantzatzen duen herri bat ez da inoizilko, in English, is that the people that sing and dance will never die. And as we are doing this conference in the Basque Country, we thought that it was interesting to put at least one example of new things in collective action that are doing here. Thank you very much.